Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, been to Italy on a number of occasions, and you know, you go to lots of little restaurants, and they all sort of pride themselves on having a good, basic house red wine.
That's usually pretty decent.
It's usually pretty decent. And, you know, I always want to have a couple of bottles of something like that at home for when I'm going to just have spaghetti on a given night.
Yeah, for sure.
So you were kind enough to go out and do some research on it.
Yeah, there's a category of wines called Tuscan Reds or Toscano Rosso. Mm-hmm. And they're sort of like the wines that don't play by the rules. They don't follow the rules of Chianti, for instance,
right,
or Montepulciano d'Abruzzo or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an anything goes. So it's not a prestigious designation, but you get some wonderful wines and some wonderful values. Let's start with the one from Poggio La Noce. They call it their Gigetto Toscana Rosso from 2019. $28, and I like this wine quite a bit. 85% Sangiovese with Canniolo and Colorino, two more minor grapes from that region.
Right.
It's a very attractive red wine. It's very easy to like. The wine has a very pretty aroma of warm, buttery strawberry jam, apple pie, and vanilla toffee. All these are really nice things. And on the palate, the wine is fresh and young. It's medium-bodied with a strong streak of acidic fruit. And beyond that is a core of sweet black cherries and a smack of oak. The impression is of a supple red wine that is light on its feet and eager to come to dinner.
Awesome.
So there we go. That's the Gigetto Toscano Rosso from Poggio La Noce. From Ca del Sarto, Ardente is the name of their wine, and it also is Toscano Rosso 2020. This is a really good value, Hugh. It's a Cab Sauv Sangiovese blend, and it's at a very affordable price of $14.
Deal.
It is a deal. The wine is medium body with strong supporting acidity, modest tannins, and tasty fruit. And this may be something of a simple wine, but it does a good job. I had it with fettuccine and marinara sauce, and it worked very well with that tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. It was really lovely. The aroma is woody black cherries. The flavors feature sweet plums and the bitter oak that we come to expect from a lot of Italian reds. Had a little raspberry hit at the end, which was very pleasant. A very reliable, likable wine, and just wonderful with pasta.
$14.
$14. It is a value. That's the Ca del Sarto Ardente. Now, here's one that I really, really liked. It's called Gran Passea from the Toscana Rosso. $22 for this, and this is my wine of the week. It's a lovely wine, a very impressive wine. It had a classy nose of roses and spices and red pears. You know, that has a distinct smell. And on the palate, the wine was full and rich and sweet, and it's a blend of Sangiovese and Merlot, which is very evident.
Mm-hmm.
The Sangiovese had a lot of the structure attached to it, the acidity. The Merlot had the softness and the wonderful texture to it, and a good bit of the sweetness. And I thought this just worked really, really well. There's a really nice floral aspect to the aroma, which sort of carries over, oddly enough, into the flavors. So you have that kind of floral thing floating above the darker fruit flavors. Really lovely. This is Cielo is the maker. Cielo Gran Passea Toscana Rosso from 2020. $22, but it is my wine of the week, and I think it's a really, really good deal. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.